एवं विलापतिनां वै परिग्रहाय मृतं पतिम् अनिच्छयतानां निर्हारम् अर्कोस्तं सन्न्यवर्तत। नाम भाई निच्छाती नाम निरहारम अर्कोस्तम सन्नवर्त। वं विलपति नाम वै परिग्रहाय अमृतं पतिम् अनिच्छतेनाम निरहारम कोस्तम सन्न्यवर्तत। मतजी वंबिलापतिनाम वै निग्राय अमृतं पतिम् word meanings evam thus vilapatinam of the lamenting queens why indeed parigrahaya taking on their laps mritam the dead patim husband anichchatinam not desiring Niraharam, the carrying out of the body for the funeral ceremony. Arkaha, the sun. Astam, the setting position. Sanyavartata, passed away. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Desi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The time was appropriate for the body to be burned, but the queens, not allowing it to be taken away, continued lamenting for the dead body, which they kept on their laps. In the meantime, the sun completed its movement for setting in the west. Purport. According to the Vedic system, if a person dies during the daytime, it is customary for his funeral ceremony to be performed before the sun sets, regardless of whether he is burned or buried. And if he dies at night, the funeral must be completed before the next sunrise. Apparently, queens continued lamenting for the dead body, the lump of matter, and would not allow it to be taken away for burning. This illustrates the strong grip of illusion among foolish persons who consider the body the self. Women are generally considered less intelligent. Because of ignorance only, the queens thought of the dead body as their husband, and somehow or other thought that if the body were kept, their husbands would remain with them. Such a conception of the self is certainly for gokhara, cows and asses. We have actually seen that sometimes when a cow's calf has died, the milkman cheats the cow by presenting before her the dead body of her calf. Thus the cow, who would not allow otherwise, milking, licks the dead body of the calf and allows herself to be milked. This substantiates the description of the Shastra that a foolish man in the bodily concept of life is like a cow. Not only do foolish men and women consider the body the self, but we have even seen that the dead body of a so-called yogi was kept for days by his disciples, who thought that their guru was in samadhi. When decomposition began and the bad smell unfortunately began to overwhelm the yogic power, the disciples allowed the dead body of the so-called yogi to be burned. Thus, the bodily concept of the life is extremely strong among foolish persons who are compared to cows and asses. Nowadays, great scientists are trying to freeze dead bodies so that in the future these frozen bodies may again be brought to life. The millions of years, the incident narrated by Hiranyakashipu from history must have taken place millions of years ago, because Hiranyakashipu lived millions of years ago and was even then quoting from history. Thus the incident occurred before Hiranyakashipu's lifetime. But the same ignorance in the bodily concept of life is still prevalent, not only among laymen, but even among scientists who think they will be able to revive frozen corpse. Apparently, the queens did not want to deliver the dead body for burning because they were afraid of dying with the dead body of their husband. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Vitamsham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminite Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashat Deshatanine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaurutushe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Actually, today's Bhagavatam was scheduled for His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, but due to some reasons, he couldn't come. And so I was told to give, so obviously I will not be able to justify, but let us try to discuss and take blessings of all the devotees so that we can discuss something on this exalted matter. Translation. The time was appropriate for the body to be burned, but the queens, not allowing it to be taken away, continued lamenting for the dead body, which they kept on their laps. In the meantime, the sun completed its movement for the setting in the west. So Srila Prabhupada explains that if the person leaves the body before sunset, in the daytime, then the funeral should be completed before sunset. And if the person leaves the body in the night, the funeral should be completed before the next sunrise. That is the Vedic injunction Srila Prabhupada is giving. And then, very interesting word comes in the verse is anichatinam, not desiring. So, the wives of this king Suyagya, we are hearing this story, what Hiranyakashipu is preaching to his mother, to his sister-in-law and to the nephews after Lord Vara killed Hiranyaksha. So he, you know, in last few verses we saw how he's preaching the philosophy that we are not this body and we are soul. And then he, to illustrate this point, to give a deeper impact, he gives a story, history. Prabhupada writes that Hiranyakashipu lived millions of years ago, and then Hiranyakashipu is telling history that would be much more before that time. But still the concept is same, that people are in bodily consciousness. So Hiranyakashipu is telling that how there was a city named Ushinara, and in that lived King Suyagya, who was a very valiant fighter, and he was killed while fighting. A description is also given in the previous few verses, how his armor was broken, his hands were cut off, his helmets were lying down, was blooded, he was biting, his tongue was between his teeth. That meant that he was very much into fighting, a very angry mood. And then finally he is dead, and the wives are lamenting. And then wives are lamenting, say, are not allowing the body to be taken away. So here we see that how people are preparing, especially in modern days. It's not only modern, Prabhupada says this concept was there. Hiranyakashipu prepared, he did tapasya for so many thousands of years, austerity, standing only on the toes, raising his hands upward, unimaginable austerity. Lord Brahma is saying that no one has done this kind of austerity, I've never seen. And then he's given all the boons, all the facilities, all the benedictions, and he is now prepared mentally that he will never die. And today also, in this modern scenario, everyone in bodily consciousness is preparing the facilities around him or putting the fence around him, thinking that he will never die. Or at least he will not die when he does not want to die. But anichatan, anichatinam, that we don't have any control over the death. Many, many demons we see in the history have prepared. Even in modern time people are preparing, and Prabhupada is quoting how this scientist, they kept the dead bodies. In US they will have big cold storages where we keep vegetables and fruits, and they will keep dead bodies. Claiming that today science has no solution or cure for this disease, but tomorrow science will have. Science is progressing. So when tomorrow cure will come, we will, you know, inject that medicine or do the operation, do the needful, and then body will again become alive. There's a hit business in America. Americans have money. So it's a very big business. But then eventually it failed, because how many years people will wait? And even the treatment came, scientists couldn't make that person alive. Ignorant of the fact that the soul is there and has left the body, never to return back in the same body. So this ignorance is still, Prabhupada saying, is still prevalent in the society. How people are preparing. We saw people yesterday morning going outside the temple. Tulsi Aarti is going on, they're walking, husband, wife, you know, aged husband, wife. Why? They're taking brisk walk. Shri Radharaj Bihari Sitaram Lakshman Shri Gaur Nitai Ki. They can pay squawk so that their health will be perfect. Their health will be perfect and they'll be able to enjoy and live long. That is a fear. Fear of death. The two worst fears in the world. Fear of death and stage fear. They say these are the two worst fear in the world. So everyone is fearful of death. And no one is, is ready. No one is preparing. Here also, even the husband has died, the wives are not allowing, not understanding the fact that this is not dependent on their desire. And few verses back, Prabhupada quoted this, Ahankara vimud atma karta hameti manyate. Where the living entity has power to do anything anyways. There's no power, we cannot do anything. In third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada in one of the verses it mentions that a person cannot even control his bowel movements. That is also controlled by demigods. What to talk of other things? So he is so much dependent on the entire system. And demigods in turn are also dependent on the Supreme Lord. So everyone is caught in this material net, thinking that I am independent. But we see, no one is independent. And that is what Prabhupada illustrates, connecting with to how people take this body, everything, as everything. Not considering or thinking about the eternal soul. And Srila Prabhupada tells that this is the mentality of cows and asses. Gokhara. Srila Prabhupada in 1966 illustrates this point in the story of Liquid Beauty, where he tells how this prince was fascinated by the beauty of the material beauty of this princess. And he wanted to enjoy. And 15 days later when princess agreed, okay, after 2 weeks, and then you can have all the beauty to enjoy. Because she knew that it is not the body which is beautiful, but it is because of the soul, the presence of soul, which makes the body beautiful. This prince was unaware of this fact. And then, when he came after 15 days, he saw what? There was an ugly looking, wrinkled faced woman. He thought she's a maid. And then the beauty was revealed to him, kept in the pots, ready for him to be enjoyed. So many times, Srila Prabhupada, 1966, I was just reading that how in early 1966 in New York, where he established, he is giving this story of Liquid Beauty. Because when Srila Prabhupada reached America, he saw how, he writes in his prayers, he writes in his Jalduda diary, how people are so much immersed in this bodily concept. So much in ignorance. And that is why they are enjoying. Thinking that body is everything, they kept enjoying. Srila Prabhupada also, very heavy dose. When the disease is very deep, the dose has to be heavy. And he started giving this Liquid Beauty. He gave this. So then, Prabhupada connects this with the concept. And we also see how people are practicing so much exercises, bodily things, and facilitating everything to keep this body healthy and happy. In this context, the wives of demigods, they speak this verse in 4th canto. When Prithu Maharaj is going back to Godhead with his wife Archi, so he's traveling, he's going through the planets of demigods, and the wives of demigods are seeing and they are glorifying Queen Archi, that how she is a chaste wife, and see, because of her chastity, her loyalty, she is going back to Godhead with the King Prithu. And then they speak very nice words. It says, translation, any person who engages himself within this material world in performing activities that necessitate great struggle, and who, after obtaining the human form of life, which is chance to attain liberation from miseries, undertake the difficult task of fruitive activities, must be considered to be cheated and envious of his own self. The words are vanchita and atmadruk. They are cheated and envious of their own soul. People who, after having gotten this rare human body, where they have a chance to go out of this material creation, they are just engaged in fruitive activities. So these wives of demigods are telling these words to the demigods. And then Prabhupada gives long purport in this. And he quotes this shloka, where he says that how this material world is like a big ocean, and human body is like the boat. The guru or sadhus, they are like captain. In the scriptures, in the facilities which have been provided to humans, it is like the favorable winds. But even after getting all these things, a person not interested in going out of this material world, that is called Atmaha. He is killer of his own soul. So Prabhupada again writes the same concept in Ishopanishad. Ishopanishad translation, verse 3. The killer of the soul, whoever he may be, must enter into the planets known as the worlds of faithless, full of darkness and ignorance. So we see how again and again these points in different scriptures, and Prabhupada has stressed so much in this, even in the Prahlad Maharaj section, same thing. He uses this word in the lecture in the 7th canto, where he's talking about Kamara Acharat Pragyo, that the killer of their own souls, people, they do not understand. And they are just running after this ignorance, illusion, taking care of body itself. And considering body as whole and soul. The same concept which is going on. So, even Prabhupada writes about the yogi, about the so-called yogi, they kept and thinking that in samadhi. So, Srila Prabhupada explains in one of the lectures that this concept that people are taking completely as body is not a very new thing. In this also purport he writes, not a very new thing. It's coming from the old time. We see all the demons, whether Hiranaksha never thought that he'll be killed. And he was looking for the perfect match to fight so that he can kill that person. Where Narada Muni is guiding him towards Lord Varadev. And finally he met his destination. Yamuna Mataji, she writes, she's telling in her book that how when Prabhupada came, people were so much ignorant that they were not even aware what is going on in their life. Not even materially. She said, not even materially people are happy. Forget about spiritual happiness. They are not even keeping their body fit. They think whatever comes on our way, just enjoy and keep going. That kind of crowd, just seeing the photographs and videos of early days, how these people were dressed and how the hairstyles and all that. And even Prabhupada, when he gave initiation in San Francisco and he was in his apartment, he saw his disciple. How they are not able to give it up. So Srila Prabhupada prayed to the Lord that, please help them to give this bad habits. So now this is like a situation where a person is sinful and he's not able to give bad habit, so he will not be able to come to goodness and he will not understand the spiritual knowledge. And because he is not understanding the spiritual knowledge, taking himself as body, he is entangled into the enjoyment meant for body. That is why Prabhupada allowed them to be engaged as per their own nature. Any devotee, any small things, like we know this devotee who was crazy in New York, and he will bring this tissue rolls and keep in toilet. And all other devotees will become agitated. What kind of person is it? And Prabhupada said, no. You see, even this person is serving Krishna. And by service to the Lord, they will get delivered. In San Francisco also, the next destination where Srila Prabhupada went, he saw the same thing. One crazy fellow is sitting and is completely drunk, but he is ready to do some service. Whoever comes, he will give them some flowers. He will sit outside only. So when people are so much absorbed in bodily consciousness, the one thing which Prabhupada has made them work is engage them in service of Krishna. Whether doing Harinam, this came for devotees. But all the people started dancing. Whoever could do any small, whoever had small talent, Prabhupada will fire that spark and somehow engage them. And we see the result. Result is amazing. Those people who were completely covered up by the illusory potency, they are now actually going and uncovering others. So by the service of the Lord, this concept of material consciousness can be given up. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, in this, I'll just read as it is. Human life is distinguished from animal life due to its heavy responsibilities. Those who are cognizant of these responsibilities, who work in the spirit, are called suras, and those who are not in the spirit, they are called asuras. So human body, we say it is for higher cause, dharma. So this Prabhupada says a heavy responsibility. And he gives example in the same purport that how this high court judge and an ordinary clerk in the same court, they are sitting morning 9 to 6, whatever their timing, they are sitting in the same court. But their salary differs. Why? Why they get different facilities or different salaries? Because the job is different. For a judge, the responsibility is much higher. So then he has been given more facilities. So similarly, animals like cows and asses, and Prabhupada, you know, uses words, that they have not been given facility to understand the spiritual subjects. But it is the human beings who have this opportunity and the facility provided. And all the facilities, you know, Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, everything is there, they can only take facility. Because these higher responsibilities are not meant for lower animals. And then here it says that they substantiate the description of the Shastra that a foolish man in the bodily concept of life is like a cow. So much ignorance we have seen, and we see how, but the best part is that how people transform. Yesterday we were having discussion that how people are talking that this, you know, these kind of people, whether college student, whether people going outside who are not devotees, but we see the positive side. When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was told by one of his disciples that so many people in the world are ignorant, so many people are not practicing Krishna consciousness. So then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur took the responsibility on himself. And he said, he didn't say, yes, they are in ignorance and they should suffer according to their own karma. He said, it is not their fault Even if they are ignorance due to their own illusion, it is responsibility of the devotees to go and preach to them. It is our responsibility, the community of Vaishnavas, who can go out and tell these people that how they are suffering. Otherwise, who is going to tell? Everyone else, even though people are suffering, they are thinking they are enjoying. And they are convinced, and they tell others that we are happy. I was going in a train, I saw family sitting, you know, opposite side on the berth, and they had so many discussions, almost like arguing or fighting in the train, you know, full family. And in the morning they were talking to me. I said, see, so much problem is there, and they are telling me that why you have accepted this order of life, why you become a sadhu. I said, seeing the, you know, people, seeing the masses out, that how there is so much problem, I just told them. They said, no, where is the problem? That is not a big fight, that is, you know, they think that is enjoyment. And if you see, the night before, how their faces were when they were fighting, that will tell that whether they are enjoying or not. It is not some friendly talks going on. So people are convinced, and Bhaktivedanta Thakur tells this story of 50 paisa circus. How that one person in the village, you know, there's a tent outside the village and you can come and watch individual circus customized for you. And it was actually customized. So then everyone is standing in the queue and you pay the money and go inside, one by one. Then also these people didn't understand that why we are being called one by one. And then go inside, then they get good treatment. Even after getting so heavy beating, they don't come out. They come out and they don't inform the people. And they come out jumping and dancing. Yes, we are very happy, very nice circle. You should also go and you should also enjoy. So outside people are like that. They're suffering, but then they say, no, no, we are happy. Ram Rupa was telling that how the people, they enjoy their life. And when some disease happens, they say, what to do? This is also part of life. If someone is smoking and thinking I'm enjoying, and then when he gets cancer, or someone is drinking, his liver is damaged, he thinks that this is part of life. Sukh dukh to sab chalta hai, sansar ka chakkar hai. So when they get happiness, they are happy. What so-called happiness. But when they get miseries, they think it's a part of life. We cannot avoid it. That is the level of illusion they are put into. They don't know even that there is a solution which we can go out. So many times in Bhagavatam, these kind of stories come. This is episode of Vritrasura and Indra. Where Indra is considering that, then if Vritrasura dies, if this demon is dead, then I'll be happy. And all through the Bhagavatam, Indra appears everywhere. Some characters like Narada Muni, Indra, they appear everywhere. And Narada Muni is telling everyone about the same thing he is telling to different people. And Indra, I don't know how many times you would have heard, but same concept. That if this problem is solved, I will be happy. So in our life also, we see some problem and we say, if this problem is solved, I will become happy. So that happiness, our happiness is like when one problem goes and another problem is yet to arrive, that gap is happiness. That is where we breathe. And we think now things are good. After all, this world is not so bad. One after another, we saw in case of Indra, so many demons are coming. And every time he goes to Brahma, Brahma goes to Vishnu, prays, Vishnu comes, he says, Indra ari vyakulam lokam. He's come to kill the enemies of Indra. So in our life also, we get so many circumstances where you get stuck. And we think, now this is miserable life. We have to do something. And then somehow, things get settled. And then again, same old scenario. We are happy. So this is what the mentality is of the lower species, proper say, animals. Or foolish people who are like animals, who are animalistic. Because they don't understand that the higher responsibility of the dharma they are supposed to perform, and they ignore that. They think that their happiness is also situation based, and they think that this situation goes, then this will become happy. So everything is so relative in their life. And that is where when we talk about absolute truth, they don't connect. Everything is relative for them. For example, if a person, he may come from Howrah in a train, and when he is coming to Bombay, he reaches, suppose some station before, say reaches Igatpuri or Nasik. He will say, now I am about to reach. But a person who starts from one station before Nasik, he will say, oh, still the station is so far. But the distance is same. So happiness and distress in this material world is relative. We relate either with our own experience, with our own past experience, seeing that, oh, this kind of experience I have had in the past. Like some devotees, for them fasting is difficult. So Nirjala Ekadashi, when approaches, they become little concerned. How to fast? They're dependent on their experience. And second thing, dependent on their desires. This is my desire, this is what I want to achieve, and if things don't come, then again distress comes. So either past experience will make us take decision in life, or our desires will force us to take decisions in life. But here, it said that we have to take instructions from the scriptures, from sadhus, from guru, and then go ahead. That is the solution. Because of this concept only, here, these wives of King Suyagna, they're not allowing the body of husband to go. Prabhupada adds in the purport, apparently the reason is because they don't want to get burned. They don't want to die. They don't want to become sati, which was a custom that time. If a king has even many wives, they all become satis. So this, it is in British Empire, in the British time, that this sati was stopped, because Prabhupada says, with the increasing effect of Kali Yuga, the wives, they were not willing to, you know, die with husband. This effect of Kali Yuga. So this effect maybe was there that time also. There's a long old history. So Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, they didn't want to go with the husband and become sati. So maybe that was the reason that husband death is not worrying them much. As Prabhupada writes that, you know, apparently the queens did not want to deliver the dead body for burning because they were afraid of dying with the dead body of their husband. So even the attachment, first of all, the attachment to husband, to wife, to children, any material attachment, it's based on the ignorance. It's not real. Another, it is temporary. The attachment is not based on the love. One devotee, when he wanted to get married, so I'm not looking for love. That Prabhupada already told, that is only with Krishna. So people are getting attached expecting something out of them. Now because the wives were given shelter by husband and whatever they want, he would be fulfilling. Now when he is gone, they are afraid. So it looks like attachment is there, but these two lines of Prabhupada doesn't look like that attachment was there. They were more attached to their body rather than the body of the husband. If you are attached to the body of husband, go and get become sati. Like when King Pandu, he died, both the wives, Kunti and Madri, they wanted to become sati. Where the mutual agreement happened that because children are small, that Kunti should stay back. And Srila Prabhupada tells his personal experience how in last 50 years he has seen only one sati, the wife of a doctor. She died with the husband recently, last 50 years Prabhupada writes. So there may be now 100 years. Even attachment to the body, attachment to husband, not that becoming sati was wrong, that was the chastity and loyalty, but attachment to husband, wife, children is anyways wrong. But here it's not that case only, it is that attachment to my own body. And this is the reason we see so many divorces. So many people, they get separated and children are suffering. If we have attachment even to parents, people don't even keep parents nowadays. They want small family and parents, either you go and stay in the village or you go to old age home. So that attachment is also not there, it's part of culture. So ultimately it boils down to my own self. And for my own happiness, my own interest, I can do anything. So this is what has been explained. That how, even Hiranyakashipu, when he is explaining this philosophy, even though he is a devotee, eternally he is a devotee, playing the role of a demon, when he is explaining, he is not that... before he explained the philosophy to his mother and sister-in-law, he was quite angry and he started sending demons all over the earth and destroy all the fire sacrifices, kill all the cows, kill all the Brahmins. He was not that he was thinking, okay, whatever has happened, you know, I will accept it, the destiny of my brother and everyone has to die. He didn't think that time. He took immediate action. Without considering, he took the action. And then now, he's telling philosophy to his relatives. So we can see two different natures of a person. Telling philosophy, but not practicing. So it may happen with, even it may happen with us also. I may be practicing something else and preaching something else. Why? Because whatever suits my interest, that I will do. Here, the wives of king, they're crying. If anyone has not seen, you can see the picture outside library. When you go outside library towards the left, the photo, big painting is there. That King Suyagya's death, his dead body is there and the wives are lamenting. So ultimately it comes to my personal self, and why wives of this king are thinking about themselves rather than thinking anything else. And that is why Srila Prabhupada 2-3 times in this says that these kind of people are gokhara, cows and asses. Why? Because he example also gives. Why these kind of people are considered cows? Because when the calf is dead, the calf sometimes dies. Maybe due to some disease or something. The cow will not give the milk. And then the dead body of the calf is presented. I've seen myself that they will take out the skin of the calf, because if you have inside all the body parts, it will start smelling. They take out everything and only skin, and inside they will fill the, straws and all that, you know, grass and all that they'll fill, they'll pack it nicely and they'll stitch it and they'll keep. You cannot keep a plastic cow, understand that much. You cannot keep a plastic calf. She will lick, and here she, Prabhupada explains, she is licking the dead body of the calf and she is giving milk. So apt example that we are also attached to this body and we are doing services. You know, cow is giving milk as a service. We are doing services for the society attached to another dead body. So same consideration happens. So this is what here Srila Prabhupada explains about that how this king was dead and the wives were lamenting. And now in the next verse, in the second verse, Yamaraj will come as the child, and that will be explained further how he will preach to the wives of the king. So that is. Hare Krishna. So any comments? Any questions? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna. See, devotional life means all happiness. But there are people who are not content either with their material life or with their devotional life. How do you explain that?
You are saying devotional life is full of happiness. But there are people who are not satisfied either with material life or with devotional life.
Yes.
So they are in between. They are on the journey. Nothing is lost. Krishna explains to Arjuna that if you leave the material side, go to spiritual side, if you cannot reach there, you will continue. And then the person who is trying to find happiness or satisfaction in spiritual life as well as material life, which is not a good combination, he will have experiences. If philosophy doesn't work, then experiences work. It is said in the school and college, you know, they will teach you and take exam. In the real life, they will take exam and then teach you. So that is experience. So then after experiencing in the material life, there is no happiness. At least he is looking some satisfaction in spiritual life. That is a great thing. Otherwise people are just one by after another, they are looking for spiritual happiness in material life. When they get frustrated, then they look again in the material life only. So if someone who is looking for both sides, when he'll get frustrated from material side, he'll take shelter in the spiritual side.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki.